You've now stepped into what was once two separate bedrooms for the sheriff's family. Over the years, the walls between them were removed to create the larger museum space you see today. But during the time families lived here, these rooms would have been simple sleeping quarters filled with everyday life. Like many homes in the mountains during this time, comfort was modest, but family and community meant everything. Today, this room helps tell the broader story of Towns County and the people who called these mountains home. Along the walls, you'll see display cases from the old Hooper Drug Store, once a familiar part of life in Hiawassee. These cases now hold artifacts and photographs that help preserve the memories, businesses, families, and traditions that shaped our community over generations. One of the most interesting pieces in this room is the old rope bed with its straw mattress. Beds like this were common many years ago, especially in rural mountain homes. The ropes beneath the mattress had to be pulled tight from time to time to keep the bed from sagging, which is where the old saying, sleep tight, is believed to come from. And of course, with straw mattresses came another familiar phrase, don't let the bed bugs bite. It's a reminder that daily life in those days was often much simpler and much harder than what we know today. As you look around this room, I hope you'll think about the generations of families who lived, worked, and built their lives here in Towns County. Every photograph, artifact, and piece of furniture carries part of their story, and together they help keep the history of this community alive.